我请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
I ask brothers and sisters to together read some of God's words with me.
我们请弟兄姊妹先看约翰福音。
Shall we first turn to the Gospel according to John?
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
十三节和十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
约翰福音十第四章十三节和十四节。
John 4:13 and 14。
耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水，要在他里面里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”
Jesus answered and said to her, Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
启示录第七章
Revelation chapter 7,
第十七节
verse 17,
启示录第七章第十七节
Revelation 7:17.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
第十四章
Chapter 14
第七节
Verse 7
他大声说应当敬畏神将荣耀归给他因他施行审判的时候已经到了应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的
Saying with a loud voice Fear God and give glory to him For the hour of his judgment has come And worship him who made heaven and earth The sea and springs of water
二十一章第六节
Chapter 21, verse 6
二十一章第六节
21:6
他又对我说都成了我是阿拉法我是俄梅嘎我是初我是终我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝
And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts.
我们再看旧约圣经耶利米书
We will turn to the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书第二章
Jeremiah chapter 2
第十三节
Verse 13
耶利米书第二章第十三节
Jeremiah 2:13
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事就是离弃我这活水的泉源为自己凿出池子是破裂不能存水的池子
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
最后我们看先知撒加利亚书第十三章
And lastly, we'll turn to the prophet, the book of Zechariah 13, chapter 1.
第十三章第一节
13, chapter 1.
Verse 1
Chapter 13, verse 1
撒加利亚书第十三章第一节那日必给大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开一个泉源洗除罪恶与污秽
Zechariah 13:1 In that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness
去年我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲到
Last year we spoke with brothers and sisters
使徒约翰在他晚年的时候他做了一个重要的恢复
That the Apostle John in his latter years he made a very important recovery
他就是要把神的儿女们的那个眼目那个注意力把它重新拉回到生命这个点上
He wanted to bring the focus and attention of God's children back to God's life
是他写约翰福音告诉我们。
And so when he wrote the gospel according to John, he said,
主到地上来最大的目的就是把生命赐给人。
That the greatest purpose of the Lord coming back to earth was to give life to man.
所以今天我们相信耶稣基督，跟随耶稣基督最大的目的就是得着生命。
And so when we believe in the Lord Jesus and follow him, the greatest purpose is to gain life.
我们常常说我们的生活应当以基督为中心。
Oftentimes we say that the center of our life ought to be Jesus.
实在来说，若是我们不注重生命的话，
But in reality, if we do not focus on life,
基督做中心对我们来讲只不过是一个道理。
Then it's only but a truth that Jesus is the center.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，我们必须把我们的注意力放在生命上。
So today we need to put our focus and attention on life.
当你多多的经历这个生命的时候，
And as you experience more of this life,
你就是多多的经历我们的主耶稣基督。
Then you experience more of the Lord Jesus.
约翰告诉我们说生命在他里头。
John tells us that life is in him.
所以我们来到主的跟前，我们爱他，我们亲近他，就是为了从他得生命。
So as you come before him and draw near to him, it is to gain life from him.
我们绝不能用知识来代替生命。
We can never use knowledge to represent life.
我们也不能用工作来代替生命。
We cannot use work to substitute life.
我们也不能用恩赐，用所谓的一些的经历来代替生命。
We cannot use gifts or experiences to substitute life.
甚至我们也不是用基督徒生活的行为上面的一些做法代替生命。
And we cannot use good behavior, certain methods to substitute for life.
因为这些事物不能成为我们基督徒生命的中心。
Because these things cannot be the focal point of our Christian life.
所以当我们以基督为中心的时候，就是以生命为中心。
So when Jesus is the center and the focus, then life is our center.
我们知道神把圣灵赐给我们。
We know that God has given us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵如何在我们身上做工呢？
And how does the Holy Spirit work in our lives?
他乃是根据我们里面的生命做工在我们里面。
He works according to the life that is in us.
他在我们的生命中引导我们。
He leads us in life.
当我们的生命在圣灵的带领中开始逐渐成长的时候，
In our life, as it is led through the Holy Spirit, as it grows,
那么基督神儿子的形象在我们身上就逐渐开始成型。
Then the image of the Son will gradually be molded into us.
我们知道使徒约翰这个恢复可以说是非常重要的恢复。
We can say that this recovery work of the Apostle John is a very important recovery.
这不仅在头一个世纪对于教会是重要的。
Not only was it very important in the first century,
在这个末后的时代，
but in these end days,
在地上的教会更是重要的。
To the church on earth, it is still just as important.
所以求主施恩给我们。
So may the Lord give us grace.
让我们所有蒙恩的弟兄姊妹都把注意力重新摆在这个生命上面。
So all of us who have received grace, may we put our attention upon this life.
我们上个主日呢，曾经也和弟兄姊妹有一点的勉励。
And last Sunday we had some words of encouragement with brothers and sisters.
我们说基督徒要追求内里生命的丰富。
We shared about how we need to pursue after the inner abundant life.
实在讲，这个内里生命的丰富就是生命的丰富。
This abundant inner life really is abundance of life.
如果在生命上不丰富，
If in our lives we are not abundant,
无论你外面做多少，
No matter how much you do,
无论你外面看起来有多少，
No matter how much you have on the outside,
那个都不是丰富。
That is not abundance.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
Thank God.
借着使徒约翰，
through the Apostle John,
在教会中间做一个重要的恢复工作。
In the church, he is doing a very important recovery work.
他所以写约翰福音，
the reason why he wrote the gospel according to John,
就是要把我们众人的眼目重新摆在主所给我们的生命上。
It is again to bring our attention back to the life that the Lord has given to us.
他让我们看见这位生命的主。
He wants us to see this Lord of life.
他如何在地上把生命分赐给人。
And how he gave his life to all of us.
我们都知道在约翰的 这个书信的里面
，We know in this letter that he wrote，
他记载了很多主跟个人之间的谈话的一些的记录。
He wrote many conversations that Jesus had with individuals。
我们晓得约翰书里记载这些故事
，The reason why John recorded these stories，
不是光是一个历史的记载
，It's not just a historical recording。
他的目的是要叫我们明白到底主在地上要做什么。
It's for us to understand what exactly is the Lord doing on earth。
所以我们看见在约翰福音第三章里。
So we take a look in John chapter 3.
主耶稣曾经跟尼哥底母有一段重要的谈论。
The Lord Jesus had a very important conversation with Nicodemus.
我们知道那一个整个的故事就是告诉我们说，重生是必要的。
That entire story, that recording, is to tell us that being born again is essential.
所以一个基督徒真正成为神的儿女
，For a Christian to truly become a child of God，
他必须有重生的经历。
He must have the experience of being born again。
那么什么是重生呢
？What is to be born again？
弟兄姊妹们，重生就是从圣灵得到一个新生命。
Being born again is receiving a new life from the Spirit。
啊，约翰更进一步告诉我们
，And John goes。He takes another step forward to say
真正重生的人
that those who are truly born again
他的生命中是充满了生命的感觉的
that that person's life is filled with a sense of life
所以在约翰一书里面他就说到了
and so in 1 John he tells us
他说这个生命
that this life
是我们可以听见的
we can hear it
是我们可以看见的
we have seen it
是我们可以摸到的
and what we can touch
啊，这些都是生命的感觉
these are all senses of life
在圣经里面甚至有的地方告诉我们说，我们是可以尝到的。
And there are some passages in the Bible that says that we can taste it.
啊，诗篇里面的作者说，你如果尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道它是美善。
And the author in Psalms says that if you taste, you can see that the Lord is good.
甚至我们在基督徒中常常讲到。我们可以有一个嗅觉，可以嗅到。
Even among Christians, we can sense, we can smell.
啊，所以有的时候我们在一个聚会里，或者在弟兄姊妹交通中，我们可以说我们可以闻到那个属灵的味道。
That in our fellowship, sometimes in our meetings, we can say that we can sense and smell the aroma.
我们晓得神造我们这个人。
Now when God created us, man.
神给我们的生命是有感觉的。
That He has given us a life that has different senses.
我们常常讲，基督作为一个人最基本的有。五种感觉
we see that we say that we have five basic senses.
啊，我们可以听见，我们可以看见，我们可以摸到，我们可以尝到，可以闻到。
We can see, we can hear, we can smell, we can taste, and we can feel.
同样的，属灵的生命也是有感觉的。
It's the same way with our Christian life. We have senses.
所以，一个基督徒在我们的生命中。应当像我们肉身的生命一样有丰富的生命的感觉
So as Christians it is the same way in our inner Christian life that we have an abundant sense
当我们活在这些生命的感觉里面的时候
And as we live in this abundant sense
我们就自然的能够过一个属灵的生活
Then naturally you will live a spiritual life
所以属灵的生活不是外面的东西
So spiritual life is not an outward thing
啊，不是我们夹着圣经来做礼拜了我们在这里听到我们唱诗了我们在这里就是过属灵的生活
That you bring your Bible that you come to the meeting that you sing songs that you listen to the message and therefore you are living the Christian life
不乃是因为你活在这个生命的里面活在这许多丰富的感觉里面你才开始真正的过属灵的生活
No, it's because that you live in this life you live in that sense of that spiritual life and then you can live out the spiritual abundance
所以主耶稣特别跟一个尼哥底母来谈话
And so the Lord Jesus spoke with Nicodemus
因为这个尼哥底母呢在圣经中他是代表着一些人和一些事
Nicodemus in the Bible he represents some people and some matters
他代表什么呢
What does he represent?
他代表属世的富足
He represents abundance in the physical world
他代表着宗教的敬虔
He represents the piety of the religious world
啊，我想今天有很多人觉得说你看主在生活中给我们富足然后呢我们又有一个做礼拜的生活我们觉得这个已经很好了对不对呢
Many of us we feel that because we are richly blessed in materialistic things that we can come on Sundays That's pretty good, isn't it?
但是我们看见尼哥底母并不满足
But we see that Nicodemus, he was not satisfied
因为他缺少什么呢
What was he lacking?
主告诉他你缺少重生的经历
God told him that he lacked the experience of being born again
你里面没有生命
You do not have life
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们不能以外面主给我们的富足的生活为满足
Do not be merely satisfied with just the abundance that you have outwardly
我们也不能以宗教的外表的敬虔为满足
Or the outward expression of piety in our religiousness
这不是神给我们
That is not what God has given us
主给我们的是那个生命
God has given us life
所以你必须活在这个生命的里面
So you must live in this life
主耶稣在跟尼哥底母谈话的时候
When Jesus spoke with Nicodemus
中间有一句话是非常
There is one phrase that is very important.
他说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit.
主在这里讲到了一个生命的律。
Here there is a principle of life.
弟兄姊妹是个 law.
It's a law of life.
啊，这个呢是今天的弟兄姊妹，我们每一个弟兄姊妹需要领会。
This is something that all of us must understand.
意思说呢。如果你蒙恩得救，你还是按照你的肉体在神面前来做，不可能达到属灵生命的果效。
That is, if you are trying to accomplish things through your flesh, you cannot accomplish that what God wants you to.
如果我们的侍奉、我们的敬拜、我们的生活行为还是在一种肉身的情况的教导、肉身的一种活动里面，根本不可能产生属灵的。
If in your daily life and in your worship you are trying to serve according to your flesh, it will have no results.
所以，请我们记得。
So please remember.
主说从肉身生的就是肉身
That which is born of the flesh is flesh
从灵生的才是灵
That which is born of the spirit is spirit
今天早晨希望你把这句话牢牢地记住
I hope you can remember that this morning
今天为什么看见很多时候基督徒忙碌了半天没什么属灵的果效呢因为可能我们用错了
Why is it that we see so many Christians they are working so hard but there is no spiritual fruit perhaps they have come from the wrong direction
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
感谢主
We thank God
今天他借着圣灵重生了我们
That today he has caused us to be reborn through the Spirit
把主带到这个世界中的生命赐给了我们
That the light that was given to us through the Lord has come to earth and been given to us
所以作为一个基督徒你要知道自己有生命很重要
So as a Christian it's very important to know that you have life
但是呢光是知道有生命还是不够的
But it's not yet enough to simply know it
所以约翰又写了约翰福音第四章
So John wrote the gospel according to John chapter 4
我们都很熟悉这个故事是讲到撒玛利亚妇人的故事
We're all very familiar with the story It is written about the Samaritan woman
但是在这个故事的里面有深刻的属灵的意义属灵的教导
But there are very deep spiritual meanings and teachings in the story
主在这里说
The Lord says
你们若喝我所赐给你们的水
Whoever drinks of the water that I give him
那么这个水呢要在你里面成为泉源
will become a fountain
并且能够永流到永生
springing up into everlasting life
所以这里呢就告诉我们说呢基督徒里面的生命应该像泉源一样的涌流
Here it tells us that the life of a Christian ought to flow and spring up like an everlasting fountain
我想我们很多人都很喜欢看这个活泉
Now I believe that many of us we like to look at fountains
哎呀你看那个泉水涌流的时候叫人也说不出来的里面的舒服的感觉
When we look at fountains it gives us a sense of comfort
我们晓得泉水是活的
Fountains are living
这个泉水呢也是新鲜的水
Fountains also have water that are fresh
并且这个泉水呢它是不止息的一个水
And it is continually flowing
所以神就用这个泉源形容我们基督徒里面的那个生命
And so God uses this fountain as a description of the life that is within us
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲到
We have already spoken with brothers and sisters
在约翰福音第七章里面
That in John chapter 7
神说他在信的人的腹中要叫他流出活水的江河
That he is to give us rivers of living water
是的我们的生命要达到丰盛
Yes our lives are to be abundant
但是呢弟兄姊妹在达到丰盛之前呢
But before we are to reach abundance
必须先让这个生命在里面成为一个活泉
We first need to allow that life inside of us to be a fountain
如果在我们的里面的生命不能成为活泉你就不可能有 活水的江河的涌流的。
If inside of us you do not have a living fountain, you cannot have a living flowing river coming from you.
所以在属灵的经历上，在丰盛之前必先有涌流。
So in our spiritual experiences, before you have that outpouring, you must have that fountain.
那弟兄姊妹，我们的生命是不是一个涌流的生命呢？
And so brothers and sisters, do our lives flow and spring up?
我们都知道那个故事是讲到主耶稣来到撒玛利亚的一个井旁啊，那个叙加旁边一个雅各井。
Now we know that in this story, the Lord Jesus, it was in Samaria. He was in a place called Sychar, and there was a well.
其实那个井呢
？And that well.
圣经的原文就是一个泉源。
In the original, it was a fountain.
我们记得当摩西当约书亚啊带领以色列百姓进到这个迦南地之后
，After Joshua led the Israelites into the land of Canaan，
摩西曾经对以色列百姓说
，Moses originally had said to his people，
神带领你们所去的那块地
，That land that God wants to bring you into，
啊，是有泉有源的地
，It is a place that is full of fountains and springs，
啊，所以呢，在今天的以色列地啊
，And so today in the land of Palestine，
他们有很多的泉源
，There are many fountains，
因为以色列地大部分地方都是旷野
，Now the majority of that land is wilderness，
在这个旷野里面呢，这个泉源呢是非常的宝贵
，But in that wilderness fountains are extremely precious，
所以神把他们带到那块地上去的时候
，And so when God brought them into that land，
神赐给他们很多泉源
，God gave them many fountains，
所以呢，雅各发现了一个泉源
，And so Jacob he found a fountain，
啊，他们就把那个泉源呢，把它挖成那个井
，And so they dug a well around that fountain，
所以那个被称作雅各井
，And so that place became called it was called Jacob's well，
啊，这个雅各井呢。那么曾经供应了很多人的需要。
And Jacob's well supplied many people's needs.
但是这个雅各井呢，在这个时候呢，它代表着另外一种的意义。
Now Jacob's well here, it represents a different meaning.
它代表什么呢
？What does it represent?
啊，代表着，天然世界的一个满足。
It represents that natural or worldly satisfaction.
因为这里所供应的是一个物质的水。
Because it's only a physical water.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在这个世界中啊，我们也能够得到一点满足。
Brothers and sisters, today in this world, yes, we can receive some satisfaction.
这个世界呢有很多的泉源。
This world has many fountains.
啊，所以呢，我们今天呢，在不同的泉源里面也得到一点点的满足。
We can receive some satisfaction through different fountains.
啊，我们知道雅各的名字叫做抓。
We know that Jacob's name means to grab.
雅各是一个最会抓世界的人。
Jacob was one who really knew how to grab things of this world.
也许今天我们在座有的人的本事可能也不下于雅各。
Perhaps some of us we can be compared to Jacob.
啊，我们在这个世界中也抓了很多的东西啊。
In this world, we can grab a hold of many things.
啊，我们有很大的欲望。所以抓这个抓那个抓那个啊
！We have great ambition. We grab a hold of this and that.
但是你抓来抓去都是雅各井。
But everything that you grab a hold of is but Jacob's well.
所以难怪你得着这个东西的时候你没有满足。
And so when you gain this, you're not satisfied.
所以雅各就代表着天然世界的一个满足。
And so Jacob represents the satisfaction through everything in this world.
那么另外一方面的意思呢
？Another meaning.
它代表着一个传统宗教的一种敬拜。
It represents worldly worship.
我们晓得今天人在世界物质上不能满足就转向宗教。
Now, if many people they cannot be satisfied in this world, they turn towards religion.
所以这个世界还有很多的不同的宗教在这。
And so in this world, there's many different religions.
但是我们看见这些宗教也不能叫人真正得到满足。
But all of this religion cannot cause people to be satisfied.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，我们不是接触一个宗教。
And so brothers and sisters, we are not coming into contact with religion.
宗教不能满足我们。
Religion cannot satisfy us.
如果今天你还在这个宗教的形式里面，等于你活在雅各井里面是一样的原则。
If you are living in the form of religion, you are still at Jacob's well.
啊，另外一方面的意思。
Another meaning.
啊，我们知道雅各是以色列人一个重要的祖先呢。
We know that Jacob is a very important ancestor in among the Israelites.
在旧约圣经里面，雅各的是一个大名。
In the Old Testament, Jacob was a very big name.
犹太人无人不知道雅各，基督徒也都知道雅各，对吧
？Among the Israelites, even Christians, we all know of Jacob.
所以他另外一面呢，代表一个有名望人的供应。
And so it also represents this what A famous person can provide.
啊，今天我们也很希望得罪一些有名望的人，有恩赐的人的一些属灵供应，对吧？
Perhaps today we also want to be provided for by somebody who is famous.
雅各井是代表这样的一个属灵的意义。
This is a spiritual meaning that Jacob's well brings us.
我们看见撒玛利亚的妇人就是靠着这个雅各井来过生活的。
The Samaritan woman, she was living according to what Jacob's well was giving her.
结果我们看见她过的是一个可怜的生活。
And yet we see that she lived a very pitiful life.
啊，她每天在城没有人的时候到雅各井来打水。
Every day when there was no one around, she would come to Jacob's well to get water.
但是我们能看见这个人里面是何等的干旱。
But inside of this person, she was incredibly thirsty.
她的欲望永远也得不到满足。
Her desires were never satisfied.
她一方面在雅各井里面打水。
On one hand, she was getting water from this well.
另外我们知道他们撒玛利亚人呢在山上也有敬拜。
And yet we also know that the Samaritans, they also worshipped at this mountain.
但是那个完全是一种形式的敬拜。
It was a worship just an outward form.
是一种没有生命的宗教行为。
It was a worship that had no life.
所以你看见这个撒玛利亚的妇人活在这样一种的光景中，实在是非常的可怜。
And so this Samaritan woman living in such a condition, she was incredibly pitiful.
所以当主耶稣来遇见她的时候
，And so when the Lord Jesus came and met her,
知道在这一个人在这里有一个人，他是活在。
The Lord Jesus knew that here was a person who was living in incredible thirst.
世上的水没有办法满足他的。
The water of this world could not satisfy her.
所以主第一个就问他说：“你把你的丈夫找来。”
And so the Lord Jesus first off asked her, "Bring your husband here."
他说：“我没有丈夫。”
She said, "I have no husband."
你说的也是对的。
And the Lord said, "Yes, you're correct."
但是呢，你已经有了五个丈夫啊！你现在有的还不是你的丈夫。
You have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband.
你看看。这个妇人所过的生活是多么的干旱的一种生活。
Can you see the incredible thirst in this woman?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
她在这里遇见了生命的主。
Here she has met the Lord of life.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
主在这里为撒玛利亚的妇人带来了生命的活泉。
Here the Lord has brought the river, the fountain of living water to the Samaritan woman.
主对她说
，The Lord said to her。
你要求我的话呢
？If you are to ask of me，
我就给你活水。
I will give you living water。
啊，这个水在里面成为泉源。
And it will be a fountain of water。
并且直涌到永生。
Springing up into everlasting life。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
其实我们每一个基督徒都应该活在这样的光景中。
All of us ought to live in such a condition。
啊，一个正常的基督徒是活，应该过着一个活泉涌流的生活。
A normal Christian would live in a condition of having a fountain that springs up in everlasting life.
我们知道这个泉水啊，有一些的功用。
Now we know that the water that comes from a fountain has some supply.
啊，第一个就解渴了。
The first is that it can quench your thirst.
第二个呢，能够洗出所有一切的污秽。
And secondly, it can cleanse all filthiness.
啊，所以一个活在主耶稣基督活水泉源里面的人。
So one who is living in the fountain of living water.
他有里面的满足。
In there is inner satisfaction.
还有外面的洁净。
An outward cleansing.
这是神给我们极大的恩典。
This is such great grace from God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这个撒玛利亚的妇人一遇见这个活水的源头
，When the Samaritan woman, when she met the source of the living water,
看见她生命上有个大的改变
，She had a great change in her life.
弟兄姊妹，第一件事情怎么样呢
？What was the first thing?
她就把她的水罐子丢掉了。
She left her water bucket.
啊，从前呢？很可怜呢。
Previously, she was pitiful.
无论到哪里都拎个水罐子。
No matter where she went, she had a water pot with her.
到处啊去找点水喝。
Everywhere, she was looking for water to drink.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们是不是也过这种生活呢
？Are we living such a life？
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy。
我们不是到处拎着水罐子去拎水的。
That everywhere we go, that we're holding our water pot with us。
主不要我们活这样的过这样的生活。
The Lord does not want us to live such a life。
啊，我常常碰见一些弟兄姊妹说：“哎呀，感谢主啊，到了礼拜天我就活了。
”I hear some brothers and sisters say, "Oh, I thank the Lord because on Sundays I come alive."
礼拜一还有点活，还有点水。
On Monday I'm still somewhat alive. alive, I have some water.
过了礼拜三呢，就有点不大行了。
And then after Wednesday, then I can't really make it.
到了礼拜五、礼拜六干渴了。
On Friday and Saturday, I'm so thirsty.
因为什么？拎来点水喝光了。
Because all the water that I've gained, I've drank it all.
可怜呢，有的时候我们在礼拜天可能也没供应水，对不对
？So sad that sometimes even on Sunday we don't have water.
那礼拜你就根本没水喝了。
Then this whole week you have no water.
弟兄姊妹们。感谢主，这个撒玛利亚的妇人遇见这个活水的源头了。
We thank the Lord, this Samaritan woman, she has found the source of living water.
她就把她的水罐子丢了。
She was able to leave behind her water pot.
希望今天早晨呢。
We hope this morning.
过了这个聚会之后，你每一个人都把水罐子都丢了。
That after this morning, every one of you can leave behind your water pot.
我们不需要拿这个水罐子。
You don't need to carry it around.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
她里面得到了一个从来未有的一个满足。
Inside of her, she has gained something that will always supply. She has gained living water. And she has forgotten her own shame.
所以呢，她就欢然地跑回城里面去为主做见证。
And gladly she ran into town to testify of the Lord.
对着大人，对着所有的人大声地呼喊。
And said to everybody very loudly.
弟兄姊妹，你看见她得到释放。
You see that she has now gained freedom.
她生命现在开始呢，是一种涌流的生命。
Her life is now one that flows.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，感谢主啊。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
这个可怜的妇人呢。
This very pitiful woman.
现在在主的这个供应的里面。
Now under the abundance and supply of the Lord.
她的生命有了一个极大的更新。
Her life has been greatly changed.
所以她欢欢喜喜的去传扬主。
And so gladly she went to share of the Lord.
哇，这一下子把这个撒玛利亚城里面的人都惊动了。
And now she has moved and shaken up all of the Samaritans.
大家都跑出来了。
Everybody came.
你看呐、啊。这个向来过着犯罪、过着羞耻生活的一个妇人，她遇见了什么了
？What did this woman who lived a life of shame and pity? What has she met?
她怎么会有这样的一个转变呢
？Why did she change so much?
所以城里面的人都出来了
，And so everybody came.
他们就跑到城外来看主耶稣
，And they came to see the Lord Jesus.
圣经记载说
，The Bible records.
就在那里有很多的人都相信耶稣。
At that time, many people came to believe in him.
就在那一天
，And so that day,
撒玛利亚城里面有欢乐。
The town of Samaria, there was joy.
所以他们就把主耶稣留在那里住了两天。
And so they allowed the Lord to stay for two more days.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
那一天在撒玛利亚的城里面
，That day in the city of Samaria,
我想那两天真的是何等的丰富啊
！It was such an abundant two days.
经过这两天之后
，After those two days,
这些人呢就对这个撒玛利亚的妇人说
，Those people said to the Samaritan woman,
这是圣经中呢非常好的话啊。
This is a very good word that's recorded in the Bible.
他们我们现在。
They said that now we believe.
不是因为你的话。
It's not because of what you have said.
是我们亲自听见。
For we ourselves have heard him.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个才是基督徒生命真实的转变。
That is a true change in a Christian's life.
啊，我们今天呢，光是听见人说叫我们得满足还不够。
Today it's not enough for you just to hear man to say that you need the Lord to be satisfied.
你必须亲自听见。
You need to hear for yourself.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你不是从人那里得着一点点水的供应。
You're not gaining just a little bit of water provision from man.
现在从这个活水得着供应。
You are to gain life provision from the
所以你的生命开始有大的转变。
So now you can have great change.
弟兄姊妹，你不需要依靠人呐。
You do not need to rely on man.
你可以直接活在主的跟前。
You can live directly before the Lord.
主在你里面成了活泉的供应。
And He can be your supply of fountain.
这是何等满足的生活！
That is such a life of satisfaction.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
撒玛利亚这个可怜的妇人得着了。
This pitiful Samaritan woman, she had gained.
撒玛利亚城里面许多人都得着了。
Many people in the city of Samaria gained it.
请你记得。
Please remember.
你蒙恩得救的时候
，The day that you were saved，
主已经把这个活泉放在你的里面。
God has already given you this living fountain to you.
你不需要到外面去寻找什么。
You don't have to seek anything elsewhere.
好，我们只要回到里面去。
We need to go back inward.
回到主的跟前。
Go back before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，主就是我们里面生命的活泉。
The Lord is your living fountain.
这是何等满足的生活。
This is such a life of contentment.
啊，我年轻的时候
，When I was young，
我和很多弟兄姊妹一样，追逐很多的聚会啊，从那聚会得满足。
I was like many brothers and sisters. I went to many meetings seeking after satisfaction and contentment.
那个不是不好。
It's not that that's bad.
是也有的时候也得到一些满足。
And yes, sometimes I was satisfied.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主把我带到生命的深处。
The Lord brought me to the depths of life.
看见在我里面的主是生命的活泉。
And I saw that the Lord inside of me was the living fountain.
从此之后
，Afterwards,
我以主为我的满足。
The Lord became my satisfaction.
生命在我里面涌流。
Life flowed inside of me.
外面任 And
then all other provision on the outward, on the outside, was also
satisfaction.
This life inside of
me,
not only is it able to supply us
individually,
it can also supply others.
啊, 你看今天早晨呢,
we can see this morning,
there's
so many of us sitting
here.
If all of us begin to spring up as water,
哇,
then we have such a flood here.
希望你不是带着水
I hope that you did not bring just a water pot, that you brought your living fountain here. We are to live in this living fountain. That is such a precious life.
其实在旧约圣经里面,
in the Old Testament, we see that God had already given His people such great grace.
因为神对以色列的百姓呢,
because God to His people, God Himself wanted to be their fountain. When God led His people out of Egypt, they were walking in the wilderness.
那个最大的需要就是要水, 对不对啊?
Their greatest need was water.
感谢神,
but we thank God.
神不仅从天上降马拿给他们,
not only did God give the manna from the heavens,
神也叫活泉从磐石里面流出来,
He gave them water that came from the rock.
并且保罗后来讲说, 这个磐石是随着他们的临磐石,
and that river that came from the rock flowed together with wherever they went. And so they lived an amazing life. They did not need to get water from any particular well because that water followed them.
但是很可惜,
but sadly, God's people did not know how to rely on Him. Oftentimes they rebelled against Him. They relied on other things. They sought for other satisfaction apart from God. They did not listen to His words. And oftentimes they caused God to leave them. And so when God left them, they were in such a dry condition. And so the land became a very dry and barren land. And we see that among the Israelites, in their inner hearts, they were had such a great desire. They were like people of this world grabbing after this and that. They forgot that God was their living fountain. And so,
在以色列人的最黑暗的时期,
in their darkest time,
神兴起一班人,
God lifted up a group of people.
这班人呢, 很特殊,
they're very special.
但是呢, 这班人在神的眼中看是正常人,
but in the eyes of God, they were very ordinary.
这班人就是旧约, 圣经里面所说的先知,
this in the Old Testament speaks of the prophets.
你知道先知这个名字,
do you know the name prophet?
在原文的意思,
in the original,
就是, 如泉涌出,
is a spring flowing forth.
啊, 所以很简单,
very easy.
啊, 我们晓得先知, 先知就是泉源,
so prophets, prophets are fountains.
一个一个先知都是活泉,
every single prophet was a fountain.
啊, 真正的先知就是活泉,
a real prophet is a living fountain.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
那, 今天呢, 在黑暗的时期, 干旱, 疲乏无水之地, 神就兴起了这些先知了。
In this dry condition, this very barren and thirsty area, God lifted up prophets.
所以我们可以看见, 当以色列人的光景, 他们在一座非常死神光景中的, 最活的就是这班先知。
And so we see that among the very dead Israelites, the most alive people were the group of prophets.
我们知道先知们呢, 他们不仅是神的代言人。
Now we know that prophets are not only people who speak for God,
他们可以替神说话,
they speak for God,
他们可以说预言,
they prophesy.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
更重要的是什么呢?
More importantly,
他们是干旱之地的活泉,
they are the living fountains in a dry land.
他们活在神的跟前,
they live before God.
他们自己的生命里面充满了, 滋润,
their own lives were very nourishing.
凡是碰到他们的人也得到滋润,
whoever met them were nourished by their lives.
所以你看见在那个最困难黑暗的时期,
and so we see in that very dry and very difficult situation,
以色列人得不到保护的时候,
when the Israelites had no protection,
他们就来到先知,
They would come before the prophets. Every time they come before the prophets, they were protected. They were healed. They were supplied. And they received abundance.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
当以色列百姓离开神的时候,
every time the Israelites left God, God still had mercy on his people. They did not know how to come and gain water from the living fountain, great living fountain. So God raised up little living fountains. And so these little fountains were still able to sustain God's people. Brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank God.
啊, 当我们读旧约的历史的时候,
when we read the Old Testament history,
我们看见,
we see that whenever there were prophets that were raised up,
啊, 神的儿女们得着一阵的复兴,
then God's children were revived.
啊, 旧约的先知呢, 好像从撒母耳开始的,
the Old Testament prophets, they started from Samuel.
啊, 以色列人本来400年活在黑暗的时期里面,
we see that the Israelites lived in darkness for 400 years.
活得真是何等的干旱,
it was such a dry condition.
感谢主,
but we thank God. He raised up Samuel.
当撒母耳起来的时候,
and so when Samuel was raised up,
以色列人400年黑暗的时期就转变,
that 400 years of darkness was entirely changed.
啊, 因为什么? 在神的百姓中又重新
Why? Because now among God's people there was new life.
啊, 那么神兴起以利亚,
and then God raised up Elijah.
在亚哈王的年间,
in the time of Ahab, the entire land, they were all worshipping Baal.
Oh, 你看见以赛亚, 以利亚出来的时候, 那个是多么的, 荣耀。
And so when Elijah came out, we see how glorious it was.
带来活水的供应,
and brought in the rivers of living water. And he entirely destroyed the idols.
带来了一些复兴,
and brought in restoration.
到他的接续的人以利沙的时候,
and then continuing on to Elisha,
你看他更是活,
we see that it was even more alive. Whatever touched Elisha became alive.
啊, 奇妙啊,
amazing.
后来以利沙也死了,
after Elisha died,
啊, 那么, 他的骨头呢, 丢在坟墓里,
his bones were thrown into a grave.
啊, 有一次呢, 有以色列人呢, 他们 扛着一个死人,
one time the Israelites, they were carrying a dead man and passed by his grave.
结果呢, 因为有敌人来了,
and then there were enemies that came.
这些人害怕就把那个, 死人就丢到以利沙的坟墓里去,
and because these people, they were afraid, they threw that dead man into the grave of Elisha.
圣经记载说, 那个死人一碰到伊丽莎的骨头马上活过来,
the Bible records that that dead man, as soon as he touched the bones of Elisha, became alive again.
哦, 伊丽莎的骨头都能叫人家活, 你看,
Elisha's bones allowed man to come alive,
真是充满生命,
so full of life.
因为姊妹, 我们基督徒应该是这样,
brothers and sisters, we Christians ought to be the same.
啊, 每一个碰到你的人都应该活,
everyone who touches you needs to come to life.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 那我们自己要先活, 对不对?
So you must first be alive, right?
哎呀, 我们都觉得我们一点都不活, 老想找个活人碰一碰,
oftentimes we're not quite alive and we want to touch someone who's alive.
你不需要到外面去找人,
you don't need to find anyone else.
弟兄姊妹们, 主的生命就在你里面,
the Lord's life is in you.
你要让这个泉源涌出来,
allow that fountain to flow out.
那么凡碰见你的都活,
and all who touch you will become alive.
如果呢, 今天我们只会用死道理, 只会外面热心在那里服侍, 碰到你的都,
if you can only use dead doctrine and just a zeal of your heart, then everybody who touches you will become dead. In the Old Testament, there are many prophets. We don't have time to speak of each one of them individually. At the end, we see a very desolate condition of the Israelites. And they were to be they were taken into captivity. At the beginning of captivity, God raised up a prophet named Jeremiah.
啊, 耶利米, 神借着他指责,
through Jeremiah, God rebuked his people.
神说我的百姓做两件恶事,
he said, my people have committed two evils.
啊, 第一个,
first,
就是离弃我,
they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters.
第二件事情,
secondly,
就凿出一个呢, 不能蓄水的池子,
they've hewn themselves broken cisterns.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们看见当
When the Israelites fell into the most desolate condition, why did they fall into such a dark condition? For two reasons.
一个离弃神,
First, they forsook him, the fountain of living water. Secondly, they dug for themselves broken cisterns.
你知道这个是有一个背景的啊?
We know that there's a background to this.
那个时候啊,
At that time,
以色列人呢,
the Israelites,
因为他们呢, 想要把这个水呢, 把它储存起来,
they wanted to save up the water that they found. They forgot that God was the fountain of living water. So they used their own energy to dig cisterns. Now, if you have gone to Israel, you know that that land is full of rocks. If you want to dig a cistern in a large rock, it's very difficult. That rock is very hard. So from the beginning of the year to the end, they're always digging a large cistern.
他们心里面就是盼望说呢,
In their heart, they are hoping that every time it rains, that they would save up that water.
所以有的人在那里用了整年的时间，花了无数的力量。
And so there are some people who use all their time and energy and effort to dig that hole, and then they have that cistern, that well. And then they very happy, they call on the neighbors and friends to come.
来看啊,
Look, I have a reservoir, a cistern.
哦,很多朋友啊,邻居都来了。
And all their friends and neighbors come.
然后他就开始在里面灌水。
And then they take water.
哪里晓得这个水一灌进去之后呢?
However, after they have taken that water, put it down,
发现那个石头原来有裂缝的。
They realize that in that rock there is a hole. And very quickly that water disappears.
哎呀,大家就,头身还是叹气,哎呀,
and everybody sighs.
哎呀,他也觉得蒙羞,
and then that person feels shame.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
神就借着这件事情,
through that,
指责以色列的百姓,
God is rebuking his people. You do not need to dig a cistern.
你只要怎样呢?
You just need to come before the fountain of living water. I hope we can understand what it means to dig a cistern. We know that there are many who serve God today.
就是这样,天天在挖池子,
every day they're digging.
希望挖了一大池子水的。That
once That once that they have hewn or dug that cistern, then you can have your supply and go serve people. So every day, using all their energy, they're digging and digging. God tells us you do not need to do that. As long as you have the living water inside of you, that is enough.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
原谅我这样说啊,
forgive me for saying,
好像是一个夸口, 其实不是啊,
perhaps it sounds like a boast, but it is not.
因为我这个器皿很小,
because me as a vessel, I'm very small, and my gift is small.
我所能有的服事很有限,
and so my service is very limited.
啊, 但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
服侍的年日越久,越经历这个生命活泉的时候,
the more I serve, the longer the years, and the more I experience in this life.
我这些年,我很少看圣经之外的东西。
In these years, very rarely do I read anything apart from the Bible.
从前呢,我也读了很多属灵的书,
in the past, I have read many spiritual books, but today I don't.
我觉得没有任何人的话比圣经更甘甜。
No other man's words is sweeter than God's words.
也没有 任何读别人的书啊,
no other books can be compared to the Bible.
为什么你里面有个活泉啊?
Why? Because inside of you, you have that living fountain.
啊, 弟兄姊妹,你今天听了,你不要误会啊。
Do not misunderstand, brothers and sisters.
只有孙弟兄里面有活泉。
That only in brother's son, there is that living fountain.
这个活泉在每个弟兄姊妹的里面。
This living fountain is in every single one of us.
你要回到这个活泉里面得供应的时候呢?
You need to go back to the provision of this living fountain.
我的意思说,不是说你从事别人书都不要读,你 你可以读一点没问题的。
It's not to say that you cannot read any other books. You can read some.
但是你最大的依靠要依靠里面的活泉。
But it's your greatest reliance needs to be in your inward living fountain. That which you gain from the living fountain is fresh and lively. That will allow you to be truly content.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
让我们不要离弃神。
Do not forsake him who is the fountain of living water. And hew broken cisterns that can hold no water.
如果我们这样做,
if you do that,
这在神的眼中看是恶事,
in God's eyes, it's evil.
所以求主怜悯我们,
so may God have mercy on us. God truly loves us. He wants to be the provision of contentment and satisfaction inside of us. So Jeremiah is crying out to God's people.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
先知的自己是活泉,
the prophet himself is a living fountain.
他也希望所有神的百姓
He hopes that all of God's people can all live in this living fountain as well.
所以当以色列人被掳之后,
and so after God's people were in captivity, we see that the prophet Zechariah also prophesied something very important. Zechariah said to God's people,
到了那日,
in that day,
神为大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民要开一个泉源。
A fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
我们知道这个预言在主耶稣基督的身上叫做应验。
We know that this prophecy came true in our Lord Jesus.
所以先知预先告诉我们，耶稣基督就是活水的泉源。
So the prophet has already said that our Lord Jesus is our fountain of living water. As long as we live before him,
弟兄姊妹们,
then our lives will naturally be supplied. And naturally will be nourished. Perhaps in you it's just a small fountain. Perhaps only able to supply your own needs. What else are you dissatisfied about? It's not that you have these great desires to do great work. God just wants you to live a life of contentment before him. If you are content, God is content. So as Christians living on earth, if all of us are content, then what are the difficulties are there? In the church and in our families, oftentimes there are problems because we're not content. We see that's the condition of the baby. You feed them until they're fed.
他睡得安息得不得了。They
sleep and they're so content.
如果他在那哇哇叫，你就知道不满足，对不对？
If they're crying, you know that they're not content.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的神是盼望我们能过着一个满足的生活。
Our God so desires for us to live lives of contentment.
所以我们必须要把我们的注意力重新的摆回在生命这个点上。
And so we need to place our attention back on life.
要注意你里面。
Focus on the life inward. And so John also tells in the book of Revelation, God is willing to give this living water to those who are thirsty. Here is a very important reminder.
那个真正能得着活水的人是口渴的人。Those
who can gain living water are those who are thirsty.
如果我今天不渴，我看到水我也不想喝，对不对？
If today I'm not thirsty, I see water, I still won't drink it.
因为我很渴，所以我就想喝水。Because
I'm thirsty, then I want water.
所以在属灵的事情上，So
in spiritual things,
我们里面要有一种的饥渴。We
need to have an inward thirst.
也就是简单的说，你里面要有一个真正的要的感觉。Simply
put, you need to have a desire, a wanting.
你有这个要的感觉的时候呢，When
you want,
你来到主的跟前，And
you come before him,
主就能够把这个活水白白的赐给你。The
Lord can give you this living water freely.
弟兄姊妹们，神乐意把这个水赐给我们。God
is so willing to give us this water.
这个根本是不需要付代价。You
do not need to pay a thing.
你如果拎着那个水罐子到雅各井去打水，那是要付代价的。If
you bring your water pot to Jacob's well, that it takes a price.
你来到主耶稣这个活水的泉源跟前，不需要付代价。
If you come before the Lord Jesus, the fountain of living water, you don't need to pay any cost. He is willing to give you that water.
并且呢，是无限量的供应。
And it will never end.
啊，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
启示录告诉我们
Revelation tells us
神不仅创造天地海
Not only has God created the heaven and the earth
哎，那里记载很奇妙神也创造泉源
And not only the sea but springs of water
啊，所以你说哎呀我里面怎么没有泉源呢
You may say Oh why is it that I do not have a spring of water
我也蛮干渴的
Why am I always so thirsty
啊，这些日子渴得不得了就到处乱抓的
In these days I'm so thirsty I'm grabbing everywhere
啊，弟兄姊妹你要来到主的跟前
You need to come before the Lord
你接受主的话
Accept his word
神告诉我们说
God tells us
他是创造泉源的神
He is a God who creates the springs of water
他在你里面能够把你的泉源创造出来
He can create springs of water inside of you Because God can do it. We thank God. Not only does He love us, He is willing to do this for us. God is able to do things out of nothing.
So we need to pray,愿你在我里面创造这个泉源。
And so you can pray, God, please create the springs of water inside of me and quench my thirst.
让生命如泉涌出。
Allow life to flow out.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的神。
Our God.
是赐泉源的神。
He is a God who gives fountains.
啊，所以在启示录第七章里面告诉我们，有一班人在大患难中了。
And so in Revelation, we see that there is a group of people who are in great tribulation.
他们在地上经过非常大的困难。
They have gone through great trial on earth.
我们知道有很多时候在难处中，我们的需要特别大。
We know that in difficulties, our needs are great.
那位坐在宝座上的主。
But the Lord who is upon the throne.
他亲自牧养他的百姓。
He will shepherd his people.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那里告诉我们说，我们的主要把我们带到泉源的跟前。
It says there that our Lord will lead us to living fountains of waters.
所以你看见。
So we see,
在神的话语里面多次的给我们提醒。
God reminds us so often in His words.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他是我们。生命的泉源。
He is our fountain of living water.
今天我们基督徒在地上。
Christians on earth today.
我们不是靠着外面的活动活着。
We do not live by outward activity.
我们呢是靠着里面这个活泉的生命活在神的跟前。
But we live according to the fountain of living waters before Him.
这是愿意我们在主跟前每一个人内里的生活都过得富足。
This is so that our inner lives may be abundant.
能够过得非常的喜乐
so that we may live with such joy
能过着是一种的涌流的
and a life that flows
啊，过着是一种新鲜的活泼的生活
and a fresh and lively life
啊，你看看那个真正尝到活水的人呢
if you see somebody who has really tasted a living water
你有时候听到赞美你那个感觉都不一样
when you hear them praise it's different
那个是从里面涌出来的赞美
it flows out from within
啊，那个不是用意志力说哎呀我要赞美了我就赞美几句
they're not praising out of their will that they want to praise
不是当你摸到里面的供应觉得满足的时候它一个涌出来的
But when you have touched that inner provision that praise flows from within
啊，做事的人讲说我内心涌出美食
But the one who does the good work also flows the good work flows from within them
充满了灵感的话语
It's so full of inspiration
弟兄姊妹乃是因为里面的活泉使我们得到满足的时候所涌出来的
Because when that living fountain causes us to be content it flows out
啊，当我们在一起敬拜主的时候
And so together when we worship
当我们是唱诗歌的时候
And we sing hymns
弟兄姊妹们我这些年常常感觉有时候那个诗歌本身都是美得不得了的
Now there are times when I feel that just our hymn book is so beautiful
但是我们唱起来没什么感觉
But when we sing we have no feeling
啊，唱起来不像活泉涌流
When we sing it's not like the fountain of living water
啊，有的时候唱出来那个只有声音啊，那个没有生命那个感觉的。
That when we sing, it's just sound. There is no life.
这是不对的嘛。
That is not right.
啊，今天主已经把这个生命的活泉赏赐给我们了。
The Lord has already given us the fountain of living water.
啊，我们要知道。
We must know.
今天呢，仇敌啊，撒旦。
That the enemy, Satan.
他有一个工作。
He has a work today.
这个什么工作呢
What is his work?
就到处塞这个泉源。
That everywhere he wants to plug up those fountains.
哪里有泉源呢
Wherever there's a fountain,
这魔鬼就来了，堵死他，塞死他。
He comes and he plugs it up.
哎，你们记得啊，在 创世纪第二十六章。
Now, if you remember, in Revelation chapter 26,
那里记载了以撒的故事。
Or in Genesis, there is a story of Isaac.
啊，这以撒呢，来到基拉尔这个地方。
Now, Isaac, he has come to a place.
啊，那么，结果呢，那里呢有一个王，他有很多的仆人。
And there is a king, and he has many servants as well.
圣经记载说，以撒呢就把从前他父亲呢。这个亚伯拉罕所挖的井呢
？And Isaac, he has come to all the wells that his father Abraham had dug.
那么后来呢，被非利士人呢，用石头泥巴把他堵死了。
Because all the Philistines had come and they had plugged up all of those wells.
所以以撒呢，就把那个井呢，重新把它挖起来。
And so Isaac, he again redug those wells.
哦，结果得到了一口活水井。
And then he was able to gain these fresh and fountain water.
刚得到这个井啊。
This well previously,
那些非利士人的牧人来就把他抢走了。
The Philistines, as soon as he had opened up the well, the Philistines came and took it.
以撒也很好。
But Isaac was good.
抢走了，给他取个名字就走了，也不跟他。
And so he named that well and he left.
然后到那边呢，又挖出一口井。
He would open up and dig another well.
结果又被敌人抢走了。
The enemies came and took it away from him.
然后他又挖一口井。
And so he would dig another one.
第三口井挖出来的时候呢
？After the third well was dug.
就没人来抢了。
Nobody came to get it.
结果到了另外一个地方，他又挖了一口井。
He would go to another place and dig another well.
啊，所以我们知道以撒一生呢，没做过什么特别的事，就挖井。
We know that Isaac in his lifetime he never did anything special except dig wells. Everywhere he dug wells.
弟兄姊妹们，其实这个就够了，你知道吗？
Perhaps that is just enough.
神的心就满足了。
God's heart is satisfied.
如果你我都是今天都是挖井的人呢、啊、
？If all of us we dig wells,、
啊、神的心就很满足。
God's heart would be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹。我们这口井啊
，this well，
现在呢还涌出水吗
？Is there water flowing from it？
假如涌不出水，你今天回去好好祷告。
If water is not flowing from you as a well, then pray。
是不是被非利士人的这个石头泥土把它堵死了
？Have Philistines plugged up your well with rocks and dirt？
我们知道非利士人呢就代表是一般宗教人物。
We know that Philistines they represent religious people。
我们用宗教的活动、宗教的敬拜代替那个真实的敬拜。
They use religious activities and religious ways to substitute the true life。
我们只注重教会外表的活动。
We only have outward activities。
只注重了一些所谓的人教导的一些行为了。
And we emphasize outward man's teachings and ways。
甚至我们的心偏向世界、爱世界的事物了。
To a point where our hearts we love the world and the things of the world。
那么你本来呢，你里面是一个活泉的。
Previously you had a fountain of living water。
这些东西就一点一点、一点点的进来啊。
But very quickly these little things they come in。
结果这个水越流越少。
And then we have less and less water。
本来还有一点点的，慢慢就越来越没有。
Previously you had a little, but now you don't have any。
到最后呢，整个堵死了。
At the end, you are entirely plugged up。
你看我们有很多神的儿女们呢，就是过这种生活。
We see many Christians, they live such a life.
刚得救的时候多么的新鲜呢、啊、
！Previously, their lives were so fresh.
提到主耶稣的事情呢，这个里面都是会蹦会跳的。
When they heard of the things of the Lord inside, they jumped up and down.
哎，过了一段日子了。
But as time passed,
几年过去了。
After a few years,
提到主的名啊，这个心都不会跳。
When you speak of the Lord's name, your heart is not moved.
那个灵呢都不会动了。
Your spirit does not move.
好像完全被堵死了，对不对
？It's as if you're entirely plugged up.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
你要祷告主
，Pray to the Lord，
求主给恩典
，May the Lord give grace，
能够把这个活泉呢重新把它打通它
，To again open up that spring of living water，
啊，听主的话
，Hear His word，
照着主的恩，主的作为
，According to God's work，
弟兄姊妹们，使这个活泉重新涌流
，Allow that living fountain to flow again。
所以今天
，So today，
在末后的时代
，In these end days，
只有从里面所涌出来的水。才能成为你真实的满足和供应。
Only the water that flows from the inward parts can be your provision.
你寄望人。
If you are to look after man.
你寄望聚会。
And you come to meetings.
你寄望其他的事物。
And you look after other things.
终究叫你失望。
It will all cause you to be disappointed.
只有你回到心灵的深处。
Only when you go to the inner parts of your heart.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所流出的生命。能够使你得到满足。
The life that flows from the Lord can only that can cause you to be content.
使你的生命充满欢乐。
So that your life would be full of joy.
这是真的。
This is real.
所以约翰。
So John.
在晚年的时候。
In his last days.
主借着他给教会一个重要的恢复。
The Lord through him recovered the church in a very important way.
这也是今天地上教会所有的一个需要。
This is also the need of the church today.
愿今天早晨
So may this morning,
因为主的恩典
because of the Lord's grace,
使所有的活泉都涌流
cause all living fountains to flow.
啊，你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
弟兄姊妹，我给你传福音了。
I'm sharing the gospel with you.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
啊。愿意的人都站起来吧。
If you're willing, let's all stand.
我们来唱这个诗歌，这个。
Shall we sing a hymn?
1018首。
1018.
这是一首喜乐的诗歌。
It's a joyful hymn.
哎，所以你希望你今天在这里唱的时候啊。
So we hope that as you sing today.
真是从里面涌出活泉的这样的一个赞美。
That you would have praise that flows out from a living fountain.
1018首。
1018.
这个。这里有了、好我们大家一起来唱啊
Together,
敞开你的心灵来唱
Open up your heart and spirit to sing
希望唱到一个地步你里面活泉涌流
To such a point where your fountain would flow
啊，在启示录末了处告诉我们
At the end of Revelation it tells us
当主回来的时候
That when the Lord comes
神导你们在他面前的赞美
That the praise before him
那个形容是众水的赞美
It is the sound of many waters
愿今天早晨让主听见众水的赞美
So today may God hear the sound of many waters
把水罐子丢掉啊
Throw away your water
那么来到活水的泉源跟前
Come before the living fountain
让活水涌流
May living water flow
这首诗歌呢本来应该唱的稍微快一点
Shall we sing it a little faster
我们请给我们弹一遍真的我们哈第一节呢我们用中文唱第二节用英文唱如果你会的话
Stanza 1 Chinese Stanza 2 in English if you're able
当然你会用英文唱也没关系
If you're not able English is fine too
第二节的时候呢会用英文的人大家都用英文
Stanza 2 English please
来多年疲惫未能寻到一泉源永不干涸的活泉地上一切全都未能如我愿无何能使我心满我今已与永不干涸的活泉我今已与生命活水泉源甜美喜乐欢畅何其无限无量我今已与生命活水泉源有个人在这泪着随着感动我 For I found a living Jesus is my Lord and King Drinking at the fountain that never runs dry Drinking at the fountain of a life and life Finding joy and precious In the arms of the Lord and King In the fountain of life 开始说的满足越过越甜美再次得主的安息再次说说安慰越过越加倍再次说不的不及我今已与永不干涸的活泉我今已与生命活水泉源甜美喜乐欢畅何其无限无量我今已与生命活水泉源不感谢主啊今天早晨很多人都活了
I thank the Lord many of us are alive
希望全部都活啊
I hope that everyone is alive
我们再把它唱一遍
Shall we sing again
希望因为可能有些弟兄姊妹不太熟悉这首诗歌
Perhaps some of you you're not familiar with the song
先唱完了一遍你很活了对吧
Now that you sang it once you are alive and you know it
你把这首诗歌带回去好不好
Let's take this hymn with us
你在家庭生活在你生活里
So at home in your daily life you can sing it often
什么时候你觉得疲惫你就来唱
Anytime you are weary, sing it
你要唱到整个心灵得释放
Sing it until your heart is set free
唱到里面充满喜乐
Sing it until your heart is full of joy
来
Together
多年疲惫未能寻到一泉源永不干涸的活泉 地上一切温和温和如我愿，如果能使我心满，我今因与生命活水全愿，我今因与生命活水全愿，天内喜乐欢畅，何其无限无量，我今因与生命活水全愿。速度再快一点来。
Faster.
啊，第二节速度快点啊。永远不在罪孽业地在流荡，我已寻到活水泉，我的喜乐自被满溢而流淌，基督已使我心满，我今因与生命活水连接，我今因与生命活水泉源，天地喜乐欢畅，何其无限无量，我今因与生命活水泉源，凡事所得满足越过越甜美，凡事得不必安心，凡事所受安慰越过越加倍，凡事所住的不尽，我今因与永不干涸的活泉，我今因与生命活水泉源，天美喜乐欢畅，何其无限无量，我今因与生命活水泉源。让我们大家都开口来赞美，
好吧？把敬拜归给主。And give all worship to the Lord.
今天早晨，让我们在主跟前有活水的赞美。
That this morning you would have praise that is living water.
每一个弟兄姊妹都开口。
Shall we all open up our mouths?
希望主使我们里面的泉源能够重新涌出水来。
And may that fountain again spring up with water.
让我们一年年活在主的跟前，越过活得越滋润。
Every year as we live before the Lord, every year will be more and more nourishing.
越过越活得里面有力量。
And the more we live, the more strength we have.
越过越活得有喜乐。
And the more we live, the more joy we have.
越活得有荣耀。
And the more glory we have.
大家同声开口。
Shall we all open up in unison and pray?
感谢主，赞美你。今天早晨，主啊，你与我们同在。谢谢你已经把生命的泉源赐给我们，主啊，愿这个泉源在里面的涌流，正像你所说的，主啊，这个生命在里面成为泉源，要滋涌到永生。感谢赞美你，今天早晨，主啊，愿你的百姓欢喜在你的跟前，主啊，我们无需要在你之外寻求什么，因为你已经给我们了极大的满足。愿你的百姓在这末后的日子，主啊，当我们活在这个地上的时候，主啊，供应我们生命的泉源，主让这个泉源永留在我们个人的身上，永留在家庭的里面，永留在整个教会的里面。我们谢谢你今天早晨，我们的心实在充满了喜乐，感谢赞美敬拜都归给你，垂听我们的祷告，靠耶稣的名。亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you with all of our hearts.
你是何等的怜恤我们。
You have such mercy upon us.
主啊，你已经把你的生命赐给我们。
You have already given us your life.
并且你要叫你的生命在我们里面成为泉源。
And you want your life to be a fountain inside of us.
主啊，愿你的话应验在我们身上。
May your words come true inside of us.
让这个生命成为泉源，滋涌到永生。
So that life would become a fountain of everlasting life.
从现在开始。
From now on.
一直涌流到你回来。
Flow until the day you return.
主啊，带领我们。过着一个里面丰富的生活。
So may we live a very abundant inner life.
让我们的生命是满有滋润的。
That our life would be so nourishing.
叫我们生命中充满了喜乐。
That our lives would be full of joy.
让我们能够结出美好的果实。
So that we could bear good fruit.
主啊，把我们的眼目从一切的事物再转向你的自己。
Turn our eyes from all things back unto yourself.
主啊，不叫我们在你之外再寻求什么。
So that we would not seek anything else apart from you.
也不把我们的依靠摆在你之外的事物上。
And not put our trust in anything else apart from you.
因为你就是我们生命的活泉。
Because you are our living fountain.
主啊，叫我们永远不离开这个生命的泉源。
Lord, may we never forsake this living fountain.
今天早晨
，This morning,
让我们把所有的水罐子都丢掉。
May we put down all of our water pots.
让那个活水涌流在我们的里面。
so that your living water would flow inside of us.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿我们能有这样一个充满生命的一个生活。
May we live a life that is so full of life.
充满生命的敬拜。
Full of worship and life.
一直等候你回来。
Until the day you return.
主啊，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你能为我们做。
Lord, you are able.
哦，我们俯伏在你的脚前。
And so we prostrate ourselves before your feet.
把深处的感谢、赞美、敬拜都归给你。
And give you the deepest worship and praise of our hearts.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.